Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 17 through 18. We talked about earlier God's wisdom versus heavenly wisdom versus earthly wisdom. Well, this is God's wisdom. This is heavenly wisdom. Proverbs 24, 17 through 18. Don't gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, don't let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. Say one more time. Proverbs 24, 17 through 18. Don't gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, don't let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath away from him. You know, first we have to learn this, and it's important, that we have enemies. We have enemies. I like what, I don't have time to go there, but for many years, you know, I wouldn't accept this premise, you know. I would just kind of naively just say, I wouldn't acknowledge the fact that hey, you can have enemies. You know, people really, for whatever reasons, you know, whatever reasons in their heart, that they just are your enemy, and they do things, and they bring harm to you. So it's so important, first of all, when he says about talking about enemies, if you say you don't have any, you're ending up trapped all the time. And so he says, listen, when something happens to your enemy like that, be careful with your heart. And it's so important that understand that if we respond wrongly to what is happening, then not only is God going to stop it, but we're going to be in trouble ourselves for doing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think about it, in Proverbs 25, 21 to 22, the Solomon, the wisest man outside of Jesus Christ that walked this earth, he says, listen, if your enemy is hungry, give him something to eat. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing this, you are heaping burning coals on his head, and the Lord will reward you. Mm-hmm. Listen, who are we to be angry towards someone? Who are we to do that? But if somebody chooses to do that, be angry in regards to be an enemy of someone, we should never do that. Mm-hmm. Or hold a grudge towards an enemy. Listen what Paul said. Romans 12, 19 through 20, Paul said, do not take revenge, my friend, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, the same thing as Solomon said, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you are heaping burning coals on his head. Listen, this is Jesus saying this. This is not me saying this. And justice is best left to God. It's best left to God. He's saying, listen, you just love people. Even if they're an enemy of yours, love them, and I'll take care of them. I'll be the judge over this. And two, this is what God would want. God wants them to repent and to forgive them and to show them mercy. And so in you loving them, it gives them a chance to be able to do that. But it's best to leave justice to God. And when you think about justice basically is putting things back in their proper order. Mm-hmm. And somebody's, you know, you say, well, I want to do this. Well, realize this. It's important to respond to our enemies the way that Jesus tells us to respond. As he says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 43 through 45, he says, you have heard that it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Think about that. That's what he tells us, to even love them. Mm. And so it's important how we respond. We have to understand how we're supposed to respond with our enemies. And in the first, of course, you have a wrong response if you don't think you have any. You know, mm-hmm. And you pray you don't, but it just happens for whatever reason. There's enough to scatter around, you know. And it just kind of, you know, anyway. So it's helpful to realize also that we personally, when we're talking about dealing with our enemies, to remember that we were all enemies of God prior to Jesus dying for us and accepting him. I mean, he loved us. I mean, think about Romans 5:8 says this, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this, while we were yet sinners. I mean, enemies of God. Mm-hmm. Christ died for us. Seeing how God loved us when we were his enemies, we can see that Jesus is not asking us to do what he did not do himself. I mean, God will love the very man who is cursing his name. He will love that very woman who's rebelling against anything that God would say to her. In hopes, by the way, that she would repent. Mm-hmm. Notice, very important that it's not only just the outside, like a head matter, but it's also a heart matter. This is very important because many are defeated by not realizing they're not being honest with themselves towards what's going on. On the outside, they say everything's fine, but in their heart, they're harboring these feelings and this hatred towards a particular person. And hatred is defined as resentment and these different things that are going on. But when you realize that by doing so, God's justice towards your adversary is going to stop, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That God's resolution, think about this. When you realize that by doing so, taking, you know, justice into your own hands, mm-hmm. God's justice towards this adversary, this enemy, could very well be prevented and stopped. Think about it. And your enemy would be against you for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. But it could have been resolved if you would have just let God handle it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you're still here 10 years later. I said, yeah, but you would not let God. You wouldn't love your enemies. You wouldn't mm-hmm. bless them. You took it out of God's hand. Mm. You took it out of God's hand. Listen, we were enemies with God when he died for us. He loves us. He set the example. We're supposed to. Who are we to hold anything against anyone? Right. And it's not just our head. It's our heart. It's so very, very important. Coming to the end of Wisdom Moment for today, Proverbs 24:17. Don't gloat when your enemy falls. When he stumbles, don't let your heart rejoice, or the Lord will see and disapprove and turn his wrath from him. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.